NetBank Business Accelerator, it is that time. And of course, Pavlo Fatidis from Auric is with us. He's our business growth expert. Hi, Pavlo. Who are we speaking to today and why did you choose to feature them again?
Coquette, so we're going to be speaking to David Green from The Green Company. And they are a really unusual business. It is a business that has created itself out of nothing other than pure inspiration around developing a brand that is unique by nature. It stands by nature, it represents nature, and it manifests itself in a whole series of designs for eyepieces and timepieces. In other words, spectacles and glasses and watches. And what makes it unique, and this is the distinguishing feature to it, when David does his designs and when he produces his final products, every single product has natural elements to it. So, for example, the leaf. A leaf is a very intricate structure, and it has veins and vessels and structures and shapes to it. Those shapes manifest themselves in the products that he produces and sells through a very wide series of distributors here in South Africa and across 24 countries globally.
That is amazing. And David Green, Managing Director of The Green Company, joins us on the line. David, sounds like an amazing company. Tell us a bit more about beyond the nature inspiration, where do you draw your strength from? Hi, David.
Really appreciate it.
Yeah.
My father was an artist, and the G of the green of his name, G, is in fact the G that I use for our brand. Mm. And I live in Newlands, very nearby the Newlands Forest, and absolutely love, I have a little beagle dog and I walk in the forest. And I think the founding inspiration is kind of the combination of the creativity from my father and the passion for nature. Nature is just such an amazing thing. I was joking earlier and saying, you know, when I walk past people in the forest, they all say hello and they sort of greet you.
Yeah.
But those same people somehow don't greet you when they're walking past you in the city street. So it derives to my purpose in life, which is in essence to bring nature to the cities of the world. And that's in essence exactly, I know it's painfully simple, but exactly what I do by actually putting real pieces of nature into David Green eyewear.
Mm.
So the thing about nature is that each piece is unique, and I found this also very inspiring to produce something where, you know, people are unique and the product they choose is also unique.
That is amazing. And then how is distribution of your eyewear and watches working both in South Africa and abroad?
We are a very proudly South Africa company, and in fact on each of our products we actually write Design Cape Town, and of course South Africa is the bedrock for who we are, but we're very excited to have an international footprint. Our business is growing very well in the United States. Bizarrely, in fact, our biggest individual customer is actually in Shanghai and China.
Mm.
And we also in distributing the Netherlands and a little bit in Europe. But United States, we're very proud to, we've now been in our fourth show in New York, and we're in Las Vegas in September, also for the fourth time. And I have to say, very, very well received as Capetonians and as a Cape Town designer. And we're very proud to bring this design ethic beyond South Africa and to the sort of design-centric places of the world, like New York, where we've been in what they call the Galleria, which is kind of literally the world's best designers putting their best foot forward.
Nice one. Now, Pavlo, what is the next step to accelerate this business further?
You know, there are lessons in this business for all of us, because a brand is not a product. You know, if you think about it, Coquette, so I don't know what your feeling is about broccoli, but let's say you don't like boiled broccoli. And yes, let's say of a day, at the same time, you're very concerned about health and well-being. And you read an article and it talks about the merits of boiled broccoli. The fact that you have a different relationship between the product of boiled broccoli and yourself now, through a change in mind towards it, you will begin to like boiled broccoli. You will develop a relationship with it. So a brand is very much the relationship between a self and the image and the idea of the brand itself. And I think over here, It needs to be wrapped in a very big idea, this particular brand, the David Green brand. And if it's wrapped in a big idea, it's going to activate consumers and distributions, and it's going to spur entrepreneurial innovation. And I'll give you a great example. If you look at where we are in the world today, if you look at what we've recently experienced in the Cape region with the raging fires, the current water crisis, those are all elements that have a massive impact on the environment. At the same time, we had the United States of America amplifying, promoting, accelerating, almost encouraging with quite a strong-handed way everyone to participate in the Paris Agreement, to which they eventually then dropped out. So the issue of climate and climate change has become a huge topic. And I think that people have very strong emotions attached to it. Certainly those individuals who've got strong emotions attached to it can find expression in David Green products. So if the brand is wrapped in that bigger idea, it will catalyze consumers. It will activate the distribution channel. And what I can see for this particular brand, Koketso, is wherever you are in the world, whatever the climate disaster is going to be, both positive or negative, you would have an opportunity to log on to, imagine this, a David Green website that allows you to customize your bespoke David Green eyewear using the elements of nature, reflecting your view, your impression, your relationship with the environment that you are in, whether it be a desert, whether it be climate change, whether it be forestry, whether it be raging fires, or whether it be beautiful sunsets. David's got the brand that can wrap that and hold it. And if we can enable that through a website and allow for mass bespoke eyewear to be developed, giving everyone their absolute unique heritage in David's brand, it's a much, much bigger idea. We haven't even scratched the surface with this brand or product yet.
David, your take, I mean, that's some excellent inputs there. One way in which things can improve for you even more.
Bring it on. I think it's so exciting. And in fact, I'm very proud if, you know, your listeners could look at our website, which is greeneyewear.com. And, you know, it's all completely 100% homegrown. And as Pablo said, from nothing.
Yeah.
We even feature a video which is made with a drone flying over Table Mountain. It's absolutely awesome. And in fact, that video has been used literally worldwide at our shows and things. And I think that also is showing the borderless nature, that what nature can do. You know, there are no limits. And I think, you know, I've yet to meet someone who says they hate nature. Generally speaking, the response to our concept is absolutely superb. And also the story, which is very important. You know, I think that the product is one thing, but people are getting a lot more demanding now. They want something authentic, and they want to know that it's real, and they want their questions answered. And this, you know, we found also even in the United States market, which is incredibly competitive and incredibly demanding, we've had incredible compliments to say, look, this is really something unique, and the authenticity of the story. And also the fact that, you know, we're kind of quite different, and we like, you know, Cape Town has an incredible resonance as a design center globally. And I truly believe that the potential, and, you know, I like to think of myself as an ambassador for Cape Town, as well as an ambassador for a design ethic that is truly unique.
Nice. Lovely stuff. Well, good luck, David Green. Pablo, who are we going to be focusing on next?
Koketso, we're going to be speaking tomorrow morning to a business called Rattan House. It's a fascinating business that found itself manufacturing original bespoke furniture by simply providing, let's call it, repair services for a big Chinese competitor. What it used to import, it now makes locally, and it's a wonderful story.
Thank you very much, Pablo. Listen in when we showcase the next business owner on with Kino Kamiz, as Pablo mentioned, tomorrow morning, the NetBank Business Accelerator with Cape Talk. See money differently. Visit business.capetalk.co.za for more.